pastor in the congregation of Harpeth Baptist Church in Kingston Springs, Tennessee, would like to welcome you to today's podcast. Remember, you can always find out more about Harpeth Baptist Church online at harpethbaptist.org. Let's join Pastor Chance Strickland for today's message.
Proverbs chapter 31 again, where we were this morning, but we'll come back to Psalm 128. You can just hold your space there. You don't have to go to Proverbs 31. But we read the verse in Proverbs 31 and verse number 28 that said, "Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, he praiseth her." And I thought about this lady in Proverbs 31 who is given no name. We call her the Proverbs 31 woman now. That's sort of what she's become famous as. She has her own website and a blog and a Twitter and a Facebook. If you didn't know this, this Proverbs 31 lady does. And you can, I don't know how she does it. She was from so long ago, but she does. And you can find her online. But I thought about it and I asked myself this question: what is it about this Proverbs 31 woman that led her husband and her children to praise her? Now, there's sayings about our mothers that all of us, especially, I think of my grandmother who's in heaven, but we don't think about the bad. We think about the good. I'm sure there are things that are bad that I could bring up about Miss Azalee that I could, you know, you'd say, "Boy, I can't believe a lady like that was your grandmother." But you never hear those things because we think of the good and we praise her. But I thought this lady was still alive. She was still active in the home every day, and her children were there with her and her husband. Most of the time when we're in that shape, and most of you who have families and households that run that way, you don't spend every day or a lot of time during your day praising mother. It's not, "Oh, Mom, you did such a good job washing and ironing my clothes." It's, "Why aren't the jeans I want to wear clean?" And it's not, "Boy, that was a wonderful supper." It's, "What's for dessert?" You know, we don't, and not that that's a bad thing. That's just the facts. That's just life. That's just where we are as people. But this man here, this husband, and these children praised. The Bible says that her children arose up and called her blessed, and her husband praised her. I thought, what is it that causes that? And then you read back, and we're going to read in Psalm 127 and Psalm 128, and we get some guiding principles here on how to build a home. So I want to kind of combine the two and make the suggestion this morning that this Mother's Day, that this praised mother operates from these principles here. And that's how to be the praised mother. Now, if you're here today and you're not a mother, don't go to sleep and say, "Well, this is not for me." Because, men, these same principles in Psalm 127, 128 work as for the father, too. I could just preach this same sermon over, and like we did Faith of Our Mothers instead of Faith of Our Fathers. It worked for you on Father's Day, so you get yours early, and maybe on Father's Day we'll do something else. I don't know. We'll just all grin at each other. But so don't go to sleep on me thinking this is not for you. And if you're not a mother, if you're just a person who doesn't have your own children, well, these things will probably help you understand maybe why you were raised the way you were or why your mother was the way she was. So there's something in here for us all. So let's read in Psalm 127 and verse number 1. "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of the mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. For thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, thy children like olive plants round about thy table. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children in peace upon Israel." Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for another time to come into your house and worship you today. Lord, we thank you for this day. We don't ever want to get to where we're putting anything above you in our lives. But Lord, we take this day to recognize our mothers And Lord, we do that to praise You, that You put someone in our life to nurture us and to help us along as we grew into adults to serve You. And Lord, we just thank You for this day. We ask You to bless this time now in Jesus' name. Amen. So speaking of this praised mother in Proverbs 31, I would first say today that the praised mother is a mother who has a home dedicated to God. We read in Psalm 127, verse 1, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Who created the home? God did. God created everything, and then He created Adam, and then He realized Adam needed help. Amen, ladies? I thought I'd get an amen there for some of you ladies. He realized Adam needed help, and He created him a help. And it was, the Bible says she was meat for Adam. She was just what Adam needed. Just right. Amen, men?
Amen.
You're supposed to shout amen right there. She's just right. I just laid that out there for you guys to get brownie points. And for your wife to rub your hand and say, oh, that was sweet for you to say amen right there, honey. Tell me to go again. Adam needed help, and God made him somebody just right for him.
Amen.
Oh, boy, you guys, you're in now. Okay, ladies, you all get flowers when you leave today. So there, all right. That's men are out of the doghouse already. But God created the home. He told Adam, a man, and Eve, a woman, praise God, man and woman, to reproduce and to populate the earth. That's the way God set it up. A little sideline right there, but that's the way God set it up. For Adam, a man, Eve, a woman. Amen. All right. They get me for a hate crime later on, but I just felt like I needed to say that. God created the home. And our homes must be dedicated to Him. How do we ever take something that God did and make it ours and do it our own way without His guidance? I mean, who do we think we are? This praised woman here, this praised mother, she was praised first because she had a home that was dedicated to God. The home is God's design, and He knows best how to function. You know, God knows. God knows. He knows how to keep your car running and how to keep your house from falling over, making sure the washing machine don't break down and that the dishwasher works. Amen. Mama's right there. God knows. God set this up. It's His plan. It's His design. We're His people. That's why this mother was praised, because she let it be His plan. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Don't you hate doing something in vain? Don't you hate doing something at the end you didn't accomplish anything at all? Man, I've had jobs like that where I'd leave at the end of the day and I'd think, this job is pointless. I'm getting paid, but I don't know what I'm getting paid for, and I feel like I'm not getting anything done. Have you ever done that before? Man, that's no fun going through life like that. The building of a house illustrates the creation of a family. And the point is if it's to be done right, God has to do it. Ask yourself this question this morning. Is God building my house, or am I trying to do it in my own strength? That's how you can become a praised mother or a praised father, a praised neighbor, a praised church member. Are you doing it yourself, or is God doing it? We should take heed to verse number 1 and realize that the Lord must build our home. Turn your home over to God, who is the master builder, because the praised mother has a home dedicated to God. Secondly, I would say about this praised mother that a praised mother trusts God to provide for her family. Now, that one's a little tougher. It's one thing to say, God created the home, God knows how it should be, and I'm going to let Him run my home. But it's another thing to say, I'm going to trust God to provide for my family. Now, mothers, I don't mean to get on your bad side here this morning. Just think of the flowers you're getting in a little bit. But I live with a mother, and I was raised with a mother, and I know that mamas worry. Am I lying? All right. Mamas worry. Mamas want things to be right. They want the food to be hot enough and the clothes to be clean enough and the house to be just right and the yard to, you know, mamas worry. Not that daddies don't. We just don't tell you. We keep it to ourselves, and we figure it out on our own. We'll get to that fathers on Father's Day. But the praised mother, this praised mother trusted God to provide for a family. Now, we can read in Proverbs 31, and we did, not that she was lazy and that she just sat around and said, well, I ain't going to do any of this. I'm just trusting God to do it. No. She went out and she found a piece of land and she saw that it could be profitable and she bought it, planted a vineyard, and she sold those grapes and she helped out with the income. Good for her. Good for her family. But all in all, she did it inside the will of God. Look at verse 2 of Psalm 127. It is vain for you to rise up early. Amen. Anybody want to shout with me right there? Well, I know I was going to say amen so much this morning. But the worst part of that verse is the rest of it, to sit up late. Problem I don't want to rise up early is because I have sat up late. Well, the best things on TV seem to come on after I should be asleep. Why is that? I don't understand. I've always liked the first part of that verse. In fact, probably sometime in my life, 15 through 17 years old, should have been my life verse. I should have claimed that one. Just part A. You ever do that? Psalm 127, verse 2A. I don't want to stay up late, but it is vain for me to rise up early. Now I'm taking that bodily exercise profiteth little. You know, there's a verse that says that. I say, man, that's great. Because I like to eat cheesecake and I don't like to run. So it works out really good. It's vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for he giveth his beloved sleep. Man, aren't you glad you can rest in God at night? Man, I'm so happy about that. Since I've been saved, it's so much easier to sleep at night, even if I got problems. Because I know he's in charge and he's in control. And that's not in the message, but I'm happy to get a good night's rest. The praise mother trusts God to provide for her family. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late. God doesn't intend for us to work 24/7. Especially mothers, but dads as well. If we're to build a family, family has to be priority. Children need our presence. Us being there more than they need our presence. The things that we stay out and work night and day for to be able to buy for them. The praise mother trusts God to provide for her family and keeps family her priority, not the work. Ask yourself today, parents, or intending to be parents, or maybe even parents who you don't have children at home anymore, but ask yourself this question. Do I need to refocus? Is my calendar so busy that I don't have time for my family? Is my calendar so busy that I don't have time for my children? Is work taking so much out of me that I'm a zombie when I get home? Maybe we need to refocus and make family a priority. No one ever said on their deathbed, I wish I'd spent more time at the office. Nobody's ever said that. It's vain for you to stay up late and then rise early. You wear yourself out. And you won't be who you need to be for your children, for your husband, husbands for your wife. Make family a priority. The praise mother trusts God to provide for her family by making her family a priority. A child asks mother, Mom, how much money do they make? How much money do you make every hour at work? The mother said, I don't get paid by the hour, but I figure I make about $20 an hour based on a 40-hour work week. The child left the room and came back a few minutes later with hands full of change from his piggy bank and said, Mom, here's $10. Can I buy half an hour of your time just for you to be with me? That'll make you want to refocus. The praise mother makes family a priority. Make family a priority. I'm glad for a mother. And she's here, and I don't mean to spill over onto my mother. This would be better if she wasn't here, I guess. I guess I'm saying I wish my mom wasn't in church on Mother's Day. Isn't that horrible? But I'm glad my mom made me a priority growing up. Mothers, make your children a priority. Somebody did for you. Third, I would say the praise mother recognizes children as God's blessing. Look at verse 3, Psalm 127. Lo, children are heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. Now they go back and forth on how much is a quiver full. I'm up to 3. I'm pretty full right now. That works for me. Now I hear these preachers say, no, if you study out the ancient context of the historical meaning here, 13. I don't know about that. Maybe you had 13 and you're just as happy as could be. Well, we'll see with 3 if we're going to go any farther. But I'm happy. I got my quiver as full as it can go right now. And my house too. So, and my cars. So that must be a quiver full, right? Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Now, I would say the psalmist here had evidently been to a restaurant with his children to know to include they shall not be ashamed. Amen. Have you been to a restaurant with your children, especially younger children? See, we didn't realize when we first had Jack that you can't take a 1.5-year-old to a nice sit-down restaurant and have a date. I mean, you just can't do that. We didn't want to get a babysitter because we wanted to be around him because he was our baby. Well, after he kicked the whole table over and spilled everything out in the middle of the floor, we said, okay, we'll get a babysitter next time, or we just didn't eat out for a few years unless it was McDonald's with a playground. Well, David had apparently been there because he says, happy is the man that hath his quiver full of him. He shall not be ashamed. You lose all shame when you have children. Isn't it the truth? I don't mind having snot on my suit. I mean, it's just part of it now. In fact, if I don't have a little on here, I hadn't been loving on my kids like I should have. The praised mother recognizes children as God's blessing. We spoke with a mother a while back, and she mentioned something. She called her, I don't know if she called them her happy pills or her children pills or something like that. And she said her children stress her out so much that the doctor gave her medication for that. And I understand we have to have medication for things. But even if that were the case, I'd never tell anyone that my children stress me out so bad that I have to have medication for that. God help us if we ever get to the place where we can't love our own children. Some of you don't have children, and you love the children of this church more than people love their own children. Praise God for that. That's the way it ought to be. They're our future. Well, really, they already are. They're not in the future. They're the present. They're us.
That's right.
They're our family now. They're our country now. Yeah. I love children. But not everyone recognizes children as a blessing. Some see them as a burden. I would say that raising children isn't easy, and I haven't even got to the teenage years yet. Would anybody like to testify about how hard it was to raise your children? Not really. I didn't mean for you to stand up back there. It's not easy. I heard it. I'm ignoring it. It's not easy. It's not easy to raise children. They can be challenging, but in spite of the challenge, the praised mother recognizes children as God's blessing. And then I would say, fourth, the praised mother prepares her children to make a difference. Look at verse 4 and 5 there we just read. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. What do you do with arrows? You shoot them, right? Man, I'm no archer, but I know that you can pull the bow back. I do it on the Wii. You can pull the Wii remote across from the other one, and on the screen, the man does that, and you let go of the button, and he shoots an arrow for you. It's neat. And I don't want to get worn out, but some of you are archers. I'm sure you hunt with a bow. Anybody hunt with a bow? Anybody in here? Okay, there's some bow hunters. Is that what you do with the arrows, brother? You just shoot. You shoot them, right? Yeah, absolutely you do. What is that arrow designed to do? It's made to fly. In fact, if it just kind of putted out of your bow and right straight down to the ground, you'd say, well, that arrow wasn't prepared for what I intended it to do. The praised mother prepares her children to make a difference. Someone said, give your children roots and wings. That seems backward, doesn't it? If you give them roots, how can they fly? But if you just give them roots and no wings, how can they fly? Raise them up so that one day you can launch them out. If our children are to make a positive difference, we must make sure that they're aimed properly, as arrows are in the hand of a mighty man. In teaching our children to make a difference, parents have to play both defense and offense. Playing defense means you work to direct your child away from getting into serious trouble. You teach them what to avoid. We also have to raise our children to play offense, to learn how to change the world for Jesus Christ. Train your children to make an impact on the world, to accomplish something for God's glory. The praised mother prepared her children to make a difference. Not every child, not every young man is going to grow up to be a preacher. And when I say raise them to do something for God's glory, that's not what I mean. But they ought to be good neighbors. Their neighbors ought to know these are Christian people. And if I need Jesus, they're who I can go see. Mothers, praised mothers, raise their children that way. I like when I hear and I like it because somebody's saying something good about me, but I think we're all in this boat. I like it when someone says something about my children along the lines of, well, I just know they're raised right. Don't you like that as a parent? If you're a child, you like to hear that. It makes you proud of how your parents raised you. That's the praised mother. The praised mother models godliness in her family. verse 1 of chapter 128 there. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in His ways. Christian mothers model before their families that true happiness and fulfillment in life comes from following Christ. Mothers, fathers should model that before their children. Sometimes children, the reason they go to church is because of the wickedness they see in their parents, and they don't want to turn out that way. So they turn to church for that reason. Parents, be the model to your child to make them say, hey, I see how this works for them, and I want to make my life that same way. Well, that's wonderful. And I'll say this, parent, if you're only at church on Christmas and Mother's Day and Easter, they'll grow up and only come to church on Christmas and Mother's Day and Easter. But it's important to be a regular attender of church and to be here and show them godliness.
Amen.
And then outside of church, not just godly at church, are we? Monday through Saturday, when we're not here on Sunday, we should be living a godly way and modeling that before our parents. The praised mother communicates that truth, not only by words, but also by actions. And that's very important, that our actions are the model, not necessarily just our words. And to model this godliness, we must have a relationship with the Lord. And then I'd finish by saying the praised mother rejoices in God's blessing. Look at verse 2 of Psalm 128. For thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands. Happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee. Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine. And it goes on there and gives several things about being blessed and being happy. And the praised mother is praised because she knew how to rejoice in God's blessing. The psalmist here speaks clearly of God's blessing on a family. And it's important that we rejoice in that. But you can't rejoice if you're not raising your family in a godly manner. You can't rejoice in God's blessing. So I'd finish today by saying to all of our mothers here, if you're a mom, if you plan to be a mom, does your family stand and call you blessed? Would your children say that about you? Would they stand up and say, my mother was a good godly woman? Does your husband praise God for the woman that he's married to? It's a good thing to ask yourself. Now, I know it's not the traditional Mother's Day sermon. It's not what we think about today. None of the cards you read this morning or whenever you get them this afternoon said, how good of a mother have you been this year? That's not what they said. They said, you've been a great mom. But it's important that we take this time and ask ourselves that question. Does my family, will my children arise up and call me a blessed mother? Will my husband, does he praise me in the gates? Am I a praised mother? Now to everybody, all the rest of us here, and this includes the mothers because you all had a mother. You knew well enough to be in church today, didn't you?
Right.
And Brother Matt has said it already. You're here today because of a mother. Some of you may not have been raised by your birth mother. That's all right. But somebody mothered you. Somebody nurtured you enough to know that at least on Mother's Day, you show up to God's house and listen to some preacher talk about mothers and say corny jokes and lead us in prayer and send us all on our way to have lunch with Mom. You knew that. Somebody raised you that way. Thank God for that.
Amen.
Your mother, if you're here in church today, and you are, your mother is that praised mother. You need to appreciate her for that. You're a different person. We'll use the fact that because you need to be in church today, but you're a different person because of how you were raised. You may not realize it now. You may not ever realize it in your lifetime. But there's something different about people who were raised right. Have you ever run into someone in the world or on the road or at work that you think to yourself, why do they act the way they do? And then you come to the conclusion, well, they're just a product of their raising. You ever said that before? Hey, you're here today in church because you were raised right, because you had that praised mother. Tell her now, not later. Don't wait until Mama comes up here and is laid before the pulpit and she's in heaven and it's just a shell down here. Don't wait till then to look her in the eye and say, Mom, I love you. Don't do that. Go to Mama today. Look her right in her face. Hold Mom and say, I love you. Thank you for raising me. Thank you for being a mother to me. Put everything else aside. I was working with a family about a month ago, and his son stood and just screamed at his mom. I mean, just yelled. Pent up anger for things that don't matter, that aren't going to matter in the future. They have, and this is an adult man now. I'm not talking about a little kid. He's mad at his mom. And the only advice I could give to them is life's too short for that. Someday mom is going to be laying in a box. And you're going to wish you hadn't just yelled at her. Let all that go, at least today. If you're upset with your mom about something, be upset with her tomorrow. Today, give her a hug. Hold her hands. Remember what those hands did for you as a child.
Amen. That's right.
And say, I love you, Mom.
Amen.
Thank God for mothers.
Thank you for listening today. If you have questions about this ministry or would like to know more about becoming a Christian, please contact us. We can be reached online at harpethbaptist.org or by phone at 615-378-1136. Please join us again next week for another Bible sermon from Harpeth Baptist Church.